EasyIrish.com, a podcast show where learning Irish is made easy. Here are your hosts, Antoine and Darlach.
Cheers, Maharja. It's Misha, Darlach, and Tammy and Shaula, Antoine. And you're very welcome, KBL Fulcha, to another lesson on EasyIrish.com. Tonight's lesson, Antoine, what is it?
Tonight's lesson, Gerlach, we're going to talk about two verbs, two very useful verbs in the past tense in Irish. The verb to hear and the verb to see. And as well as those, we're going to team them up with personal pronouns. Different types of pronouns in Irish. And as well as that, we'll do some adverbs of times and we'll go over the days of the week again. And we'll add on a few nouns and things that we'll use with the verb to see and the verb to hear. The TV, for instance, the radio, on the radio, on the TV. Now, to say, did you hear in Irish, we say, Er hula tu, Er hula tu.
Okay.
That's, did you hear? If you did hear, the positive answer, you say, Hula me, I heard. For the negative, we say, near hula me, I did not hear.
Okay.
So that's the verb to be, that's the verb to hear in the past tense.
Okay.
The verb to see, this one's slightly different. We say an instead of er hula tu, we say an, it's not er this time. An waka tu, did you see?
Okay.
I did see, we say honik me.
Oh, honik. Changes completely there?
Yeah. Now, it's worth mentioning that these are irregular verbs, but we'll come back to the regular verbs at a later date, but These two are definitely irregular. That's why they changed. Ni akame, I did not see.
Aye.
So I'll run through them quickly again, Gerlach, just. And wakatu, did you see?
Okay.
I did see, or I saw. Honik me.
Right.
I did not see. Ni akame. Now, tu and me, those are personal pronouns.
Okay.
Now, the ones we're using, me, tu, she, mid, shin, shiv, and shade.
They're all personal pronouns, which, just to clarify, a personal pronoun is like you have nouns in English and in Irish, but a personal pronoun in English is like he, she, I, you, we.
That's it. And the personal pronouns are used in this case as the subject of the verb.
Okay.
Hula me. Me is I. Oh. So I is the subject of the verb.
Okay. So we're...
Now, as well as these ones, we have another set we need to learn off.
Okay.
The other set is, instead of saying, you say me. Now, me in that case means me.
Mm-hmm.
Not I, it means me. And then the next one, instead of saying to, we say who, T-H-U, father.
Okay.
Now, we can post this up on the site.
Aye, because it's...
Now, she, you don't say she when you say... You can't say hula me she. That would mean I heard he. We say hula me a.
Okay.
We have to use the second set of pronouns.
Okay.
E, father, a. The next one is... She becomes I fara, E. Hula me E. I saw, I heard her. And shin and midge, you can use them again. Shiv stays the same, but shade becomes aid. Now we can post these up. People can see them. And they can see the way that she becomes A, she becomes E, and so on.
Because we're dwelling on there, like, it's getting into the grammar, the nitty-gritty, but I learned more about English grammar just by learning Irish and stuff.
You know, and so did I.
And that's the way, because I know we're coming up with terms there like pronouns, irregular verbs and that, but just to clarify, like verbs are just doing words in English and in Irish, so you said there...
In this case, here is the verb.
Mm-hmm.
May is the subject of the verb,
mm-hmm.
And in Irish, hula may, I heard. But I have two examples down here that will clarify it even more. I heard him. hula me a. Now, it would be wrong to say hula me she. The she, he, becomes him, and it ends up e fara.
So that what we're covering there in the pronouns is that the equivalent of him, her, or them.
Them,
It's like,
that's exactly that. I've given another example, just to keep it simple. Hula me e. I heard her.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately for us, they can be used as hula me a can mean I heard it, and so can the other one, hula me e, if it's a feminine thing that you've heard.
Okay.
Now, if some sample sentences with the pronouns and adverbs.
Right then.
One of the first sentence I have here is asking the question, did you hear it or did you hear him?
Okay.
You would say, er hula tu e, did you hear him or it? You could say as an answer, hula me jasaharne, I heard it on Saturday, or I heard him on Saturday.
Okay.
If you didn't hear it at all, you'd say, near hula me e, I didn't hear it.
Okay.
Now, as well as the verbs in the past tense, I'm using words here as well. Gerard, anye is the word for yesterday.
Okay.
Now, it's a good word to use for the past tense because yesterday is in the past, right? Ermogen means this morning or in the morning, but we'll use it as this morning.
Okay.
Arrear is last night. And I've used the days of the week as well. Jaluan, Jamarch, Jacadian, Jardine, Jahenya, Jasahan, Jadoni.
And we've covered them in the previous
Already covered them.
Sweet.
And I've put a couple of words in to make it interesting as well. The Irish word for, the Irish way to say the music and kyol.
Alright.
And the news and nuach. These are things we hear. And scale, did you hear the story or did you hear the news? Or as we say here, did you hear the bars?
The bars,
you know?
Aye.
You know? And I put in some groups as well. I put in the likes of Clannad or Mary Black.
Oh yeah, the music groups.
Music groups. U2 and Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, you're... You're a big fan?
Big fan,
Jordan.
And I put in Anne Scannon. This is a thing you might see, a film, the film.
Aye.
And Clar means the programme. And Clar is
like
a programme.
A TV programme.
It can mean other things, but for this lesson, it's the programme. Air and radio, on the radio.
Okay.
Air and television. On the TV.
Alright.
So,
some people might be able to, they've heard them before, radio, television, Aaron.
Right. So I have a few more sample questions and we'll post these up on the site. They're not that difficult. This next one is, did you hear the music on the radio last night? Er hula tu an kyol, er an radio arrear.
So that's you just piecing it together, you're piecing together.
I've taken the verb, and I've taken the music, and I've taken on the radio, and I've taken the arrear, the adverb.
Mm-hmm.
So, all together, you say, did you hear the music on the radio last night? Er hula tu an kyol er an radio arrear. You're asking your friend this, did you hear the music on the radio last night? Now, if they did hear it, they could answer just simply, hula.
Right.
And that would mean yes. They could also say no, a straight no would be near hula, full stop.
Right then.
Right.
Right, but I have a question for you now, Ian. And waka to and scanning air and television there.
Very good, Jared. So you've just taken the word and scanning, you've taken the verb to see in the past tense, and waka to, did you see? And waka to and scanning air and television there. Now, I'll answer you, and I'll give you both answers, the positive answer and the negative answer. For the positive answer, I would say honic, and that's yes, full stop. Now, I could say honic me, which means I saw, but it's suffice to say honic, full stop, that means yes. Niaka is no. but me akame, I didn't, did not see.
And just they clarify there, that verb to see is irregular, just like the in English, the verb to see is irregular, because in the present tense I say I see, but in the past tense I saw. So it changes.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what's happening there. In Irish, it's irregular as well.
Yeah. Now, we hope to cover the irregular verbs, but what we'll do, we'll do them in the past tense. There's 11 in all. We'll do snippets of them, do the past tense, and then we'll work our way into the present tense, and then we'll do the future tense. And what we'll do is we'll post a complete page of the verbs, past tense, present, and future.
What they look like, yeah.
And we'll explain more about the rules of them.
Rules.
Really and truly, the irregular verbs don't conform to the rules.
Yeah.
Of the grammar.
Right then.
So we have our words there: the music, the news, the and scale. The news or the story. We have the days of the week. We have a couple of adverbs of time: and yea, or rare, or margin. And we have and scanning the film and Clare. We have on the radio, things that you might hear on the radio.
Okay.
On the television, air and television.
Right then.
If you want to do the quiz now,
based on those. Right then, so for everyone at home there listening, I'm going to ask three questions here. I'm going to ask them in English, and what I want you to do is to translate it into Irish if you can, based on what Antona there.
Coirgiligair.
Coirgiligair. Put into Irish. Coirgiligair. Right then, so number one, the question is, did you see Mary Black on the TV last night? Did you see Mary Black on the TV last night? And Mary Black is just, she's a famous Irish singer.
Oh, she's a beautiful singer.
If you don't know, maybe. Right? So number two. Did you hear U2 on the radio this morning? Did you hear U2 on the radio this morning? And I think most people of a certain age, they only knows you too. You know? And the last one, number three. I didn't see Lady Gaga. I didn't see Lady Gaga. Okay. So, Antona, could you give us the answers here now, number one?
Did you see Mary Black on the television last night? That
it? That's it.
And waka to Mary Black or on television or air?
Right.
And waka to Mary Black or on television or air?
Good stuff. So, well done if you got that right. Number two then, Antona.
Number two was, did you hear U2 on the radio? Last night, is it?
This morning.
This morning. This morning. That's okay. Air hula to U2, Aaron Radio, Ermogen.
Ermogen. Alright, good stuff. So well done if you got that one right. And the last one, number three, I didn't see Lady Gaga.
That one there, you use the negative, we say, Ni akame Lady Gaga.
Okay, so well.
I didn't see Lady Gaga.
Okay, so well done if you got that right. And if you got them all right, then you're well on your way. As I say, we have everything up on the website so you can replay and practice and you have it written. Right then, so will we move on to the phrase of the week now, Antona?
Well, we're getting near the Halloween time. I thought we'd mention Halloween.
Aye.
And just have a great Halloween. We'd like to wish all our listeners a good Halloween. But have a great Halloween. Biu iha hauna inta oguf.
Right.
Now, if you're talking to one person, biu iha hauna into ogut.
Ogut, aye.
So you just change the ogut to oguf.
Aye, oguf for more than one.
Yeah.
So give it this there again.
Iha hauna into oguf.
Okay, and iha hauna is just Halloween night.
Halloween night.
Iha.
Now, Samhain is November.
Aye.
The month of November, me na sauna, but iha hauna. Ihahana is Halloween night.
Halloween night. Aye. No, that's good then. I know. So everyone at home.
Piu Ihahana on Inta Ogof.
Inta Ogof. Good stuff. Well, Gurma Elgid, Antana for that.
Gurma Elgid Hain, Jarlif.
And Gurma Elgid to everyone at home listening. We hope you enjoy the podcast. And as I say, don't be shy in getting in touch with us. Anyways, we're always willing
to help. Any questions or queries, just send them in.
We're on easyirish.com. We're on the Facebook. And you can put postings or questions up there. There's a good wee community on it there now. So, be you.
Ian, Iha, Hana, Ian Dogov.
That's a tongue twister
for it you. It is, boy, Jarnath.
I'm telling you, after a couple of jars, you'll be. You'll be. Won't take long after a couple of sips, I can't spell against it. So, be you. Iha, Hana,
Ian
Dogov. Right, definitely going to write that one down. So, to everyone at home, Slán agus banna.
Slán agus banna.